Okay, everyone, the Channel 3 project is clear. We're going to go ahead and close it out now. So I want to say, stand by 1 second. All right, sorry, I had a little distraction. You've been listening to Southern Oregon GMRS AMRON Emergency Communications Net. Happens every Sunday night at 7 p.m. on this NB725 repeater. Other nets on this repeater are Wednesday nights at 6 p.m., the Patriot Ladies Net, hosted by Karen, WRJX359. This is a place where like-minded ladies of all ages come together and discuss all about living in Southern Oregon, as well as practice radio skills and develop friendships. If you've been listening and wish to experience the enhanced communication capabilities of a repeater, you'll need a GMRS license, which requires no testing. It's only $35 and good for the entire family for 10 years. Please visit OregonGMRS.org for more information, and also stand by. Sorry, I don't want to time out here. Also, for more information about getting your license and a step-by-step process on walkthroughs, you can visit ivarc.org. That's www.ivarc.org. Lots of good information there as well. We wish to thank the fine folks at OregonGMRS.org for the use of this repeater. We may also give thanks to the individuals who give so much of their time, equipment, technical skills, and love to make all of this possible. You guys are all a great group of people, and I appreciate you being here. It's super fun playing radio in Southern Oregon. This concludes the AMRON Emergency Communications Net. I'm talking a little too fast. Stand by. This is WRKV 487, now returning the repeater back to normal GMRS operations at 8:05 p.m. local time. I'll be standing by for any questions or discussions for a little while. God bless you all. Be safe and be well. Any questions or comments may come through at any time. Thank you.
WRMB 624.
Hi, Steve. How's it going?
Good. I want to congratulate you on a job well done. You've been on here for like, what, an hour or something. You give your care, concern, love, and expertise with a fine touch of your uniqueness, appreciated by all. Looking forward to the picnic, whenever that is. I'll be sure to bring another piece of peculiar, significant apparatus relevant to the cause.
Oh, that's kind of funny because you're so cool about that, Steve. You always have something cool to share about radio and then also maybe some music. I think that maybe you, me, and Wes and a couple other people may be able to play a song or two. Sounds kind of fun. I hope we can make that happen.
Well, I think we should plan for it. You know, it is part of what we can bring as well. Absolutely. Okay. Well, last time I brought a trailer full of power amplifiers, duplexers, repeaters, various kinds of Yagis, et cetera, et cetera. So I've already got to kind of figure out what I'll bring next time.
That's cool. And, you know, I'd like to see what a GMRS antenna would look like because I'll tell you what, I got to refer you to a couple more people who need to set up their GMRS stations. And I said I would hook them up with you. So if you want to bring that and talk about it, I think these people are going to be there. And for all of you listening out there, yeah, there's some cool things, and you can get radio equipment as well. We can hook you up with a whole bunch of stuff, good information, and good people, so and good food, really good food. Hope you all can make it. Anything else, Steve?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned antennas. First off, that's what I planned to bring. I was going to bring a mountaintop repeater antenna that's 22 foot long. That's a real antenna, 10 dB gain, DBD, not to be messed with this DBI stuff. Omni, 22 feet long. I can carry it on my car. I will bring it. And yes, as far as some other people needing help, usually in the outskirts, I've been putting it off for a while, and I'm getting my schedule kind of cleared up. And anticipating getting a hold of Wanda She's been on my list for months out there in the Applegate. We'll take some antenna mounts and some small masts and coax and whatever we could do for her. And if there are some other people who do have a need, the point being, you know, if they're on a handheld only, let's say, and they're inside the house, that could be kind of sketchy, depending on their location, getting into the repeater. We could put an outside antenna in a cable. Now, they're going to be confined to where that cable terminates. You know, we could put a little length on it, but in some cases, it's almost necessary to allow them to have reliable, you know, coverage back into the repeater. There's many varieties. You know, I made a lot of those ground planes on those plates for a long time, and those worked really good. I've got probably 6 or 8 Yagis laying around here or more that, you know, I can give away or sell for $5 or something. Anyway, yeah, we can make all that happen, so we'll look forward to hooking up with whoever, whatever, and making some plans.
Thanks again, Steve. That sounds like a plan. I know you're a very busy man. You got a lot going on, and you've put so many years of time into this. Just appreciate your work every single day. I can't say how much I appreciate you. So, yeah, there's still people that want to be net control and who need to know. You know, I had a question from a younger man who wants to run the net and help me run the net on Monday nights. He's a young man, and he wants to know if there's an age limit for being able to be net control, and I'm getting ready to set him up and talk to him and tell him no, but, you know, he's still learning radio skills, and he does have his amateur license. It's a pretty cool setup, so there's even, you know, the youngest kids can run radio very well. It's exciting to see all these people interested.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'd also like to encourage folks to be conversational. A lot of folks have been on the radio for a while and may have gotten over their microphone shyness. But realize, the radio is in the middle. There's people at each end. You know, for example, a lot of people ask for a radio check, loud and clear, thanks. That happened the other day when I happened to be sitting here. And I asked him, it sounds like you're mobile. I could hear background noise. He says, yeah, I'm driving, doing this, doing that, heading home because of whatever. And the conversation led one to another. Yeah, I said, I'm just sitting here myself at the Ham Shack Radio Room Music Room. And he says, oh, you play music? I said, sure do, guitar. So did he. He's been at it for a long time. He told back about his Marshall MJC 800 on top of a half stack. And, you know, we shot that around for a while. Who'd have thunk it, right? So, again, open it up for conversation. That's what radio can be. Especially, you'll be at Ham and GMRS. There's not much different in that regard. You know, a couple of comments, you never know where it might lead. People can certainly cut it off quick and easy if they'd rather not to or be busy. But, yeah, give it a go. Yeah, how you doing today? What's up? You know, sounding good. You driving? You know, are you on a base? Are you on a handheld? You know, especially if they're on a handheld and they're fading in and out. They may not realize that if you move 6, 8, 10 inches, it makes all the difference in the world. If they're chronically fading out, tell them to find a hot spot while they're listening to the other person. You're listening. And that might be a great spot to return the comms. And that might really be important during a time of need.
That is a great way to think about it. And it is. It's really important for us to have conversations, figure out who we can talk to and how far our communications can reach and what our skills are and what our radio needs or doesn't need. You know, it's just a little art. It's an art project. Pretty neat to see what it can do. And in Southern Oregon, it's really, really big. Both GMRS and amateur radio are just skyrocketing through. It's some of the biggest in the country from what reports are saying as far as people responding and talking over radio, amateur and GMRS radio here in Southern Oregon. Pretty cool.
Yeah, 10 years ago I came across some information from the FCC, and it was speaking a little bit about amateur licensees. This is before the popularity of GMRS, even though it's been around since 1958. That by populace, Josephine County has a significant number of licensed amateur operators. So that's pretty cool. Yeah, there's a bunch of us out there. So meet and greet can happen face-to-face at the picnic. And it can also happen non-face-to-face on the radio. You know, you and I are just chit-chatting. And again, I encourage others to you know, see what's new, what's going on, and encourage a little visitation. Get to know each other a little bit more. Sooner or later, by name, call sign, and by face.
Exactly, and that's what it's all about. And when Jeff set up these repeaters in this area, that's what his intentions were, is for people just to talk family style, you know, person to person, and, you know, whether you're taking a ride out up in the hills and wanting to talk to each other, if you're a four-wheel driving club and, you know, you want that enhanced communication over FRS, or, if, you know, if you're an amateur too, but also if you're at the grocery store and talking. So that's what GMRS is good for. And, you know, I'm noticing there's a lot of ham people on the SOARC repeater talking about just general stuff too. It's really cool to hear a lot of good conversations and get yourself involved in there, people.
Right, that's right. A little bit of chit-chat, encouraging a gift to gab. For some, it comes a little more natural, obviously. You're good at it. I'm pretty good at it. Lead by example and encourage, and you do a great, great, great job of all of this, and we all appreciate it, and that's why I hopped in closing.
Well, thank you, Steve. I appreciate it, and I wouldn't be where I am at without people like you helping me out and giving me my start and giving me my ends, and, you know, you helped me set up all my radio stuff, and I just, you know, my little station here, I'm perfectly happy, and this is great in my little corner of my house, and you know all about that. So it can be pretty tight and cozy, and friendships are great. So anyway, with that, I'm going to, I guess you need to get back to your significant other and your life and stuff, and I'll be getting my dinner here. And so I'm going to stand by for a few more questions, and anybody else have anything to say, please come forward. Meanwhile, Steve, good night. I love you, sir, and hope to see you soon.
Very good. All right. And thanks for the plug, you know, indicating that I own the radio sites and host these things and keep that side of it going. Certainly is an honor, a pleasure for the purpose. And, yeah, it makes me happy to picture you at your little shack in the corner there with the radios that we helped you set up and your husband and I putting up the antennas on the outside that anybody driving by can see. There they are. You know, very cool, very cool. It's all a wonderful thing. I've been doing this all my life, since life license in 72, and been on a CB since I was like 13, so squeezing the mic for a long time. All right, take care. Appreciate it. Love you lots. WRNB 624, heading inside and having some dinner myself. Bye-bye.
Good night, Steve. All right, any other questions or discussions, please come forward when you want.
This is Mama Bear, and I'm kind of new to this. This is WSHJ 570, Mama Bear. I actually know Steve from church.
Well, hello. I think I recognize your voice. It's been a while, a long while.
Actually, it was Grand Pass Clinic. Did you find somebody to jump your car?
Okay, Grants Pass Clinic. Now, what about the car? I missed that. Let me lean into this speaker here.
Well, you were having some issues, and I was looking for a jumper cable, and I couldn't find it.
Oh, yes. You really tried hard to help me out on that day. Right, I appreciate that. Well, see, here we are, all on the radio channel being friends and supportive. Yeah, ultimately another guy came and helped me out, and I went straight to the battery shop and bought a new one.
Oh, that's good, and have a great evening.
Thanks for checking in. Like you say, you're kind of new to this. I'm glad you got the radio figured out, you know, talking in on the repeater and listening out of the repeater and seeing how many are on here and the extension of what it could be besides check-ins, as we just did. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Well, I live up on Granite Hill, and I have no cell service. And my son, Miles, worries about me. And so this is our absolutely one day at 8 o'clock to try and just check in with each other.
Right, okay. Yeah, you live behind me. I'm off of Palomino, off of Lloyd, north of Colonial Valley property, properly. So at your home, Are you able to, well, you'll be able to get to the repeater super simple. You're darn near be line of sight. You know, it's to your south-southwest. So, yeah, again, I imagine you have no problem whatsoever in your home. Is that correct?
Well, that is correct, but I don't have electricity. I do live in a cabin.
Oh, okay, so you're off the grid. You're running solar.
No, we run the generator and keep it very simple.
Okay. Understand. Well, the reason I asked about the coverage is some people do live behind a hill or further out and need an antenna for outside, which we were discussing a while ago, in which case then I can easily facilitate. I go out and provide that sort of service as well. Very cool. Well, good luck with keeping your generator going, and if you ever decide to do something else very simple with a solar panel or a battery or whatever, I'm an expert at that kind of stuff too, and you know, glad to help on anything technical, radio, et cetera. Otherwise, I've been doing it all my life.
Thank you, Steve.
You're very welcome. Okay, thanks for checking in. I'll stand by for a couple of more. WRMB 624.